We're recording.
Recording. Hello, everybody.
What up, what up?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched the Fantasy Suites episode. Mm-hmm. It was pretty uneventful. I mean, for a Fantasy Suites episode, I feel like it was kind of boring.
Yeah, absolutely. I would actually consider this the first real episode of this season.
The first what episode?
Real episode.
Real episode.
What do you mean? Nothing else really happened until now.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing else really finally meaningful. We're getting summed up. Lord.
Yeah. What are your initial thoughts?
Again, finally, The Bachelor has started a conversation on social between people. What people have differing opinions. People have personal stories. People are finally engaged with the show. They made us wait 10 weeks for us to be engaged.
It was something worthwhile to talk about.
Jesus. 10 weeks, actually, and an hour and a half, actually. And I don't really know why they couldn't show more of that in the previews, but whatever. And while this is all well and good, I haven't watched Love is Blind, but I feel like Love is Blind has really taken over the zeitgeist lately, and I feel like it's like too little too late, almost. Right? This conversation. I don't know if they're...
Yeah.
They're probably not talking about this on Love is Blind, but, you know.
They're just talking about a whole lot of the stuff on Love is Blind. That's for sure. But yeah, it's a tad late, but yeah, here we are.
And I also just love that Madison knows what she wants and her ability to be self-aware, self-assured, but also showing these like moments of vulnerability of being like, oh, fuck, I don't know what to do. I'm in love with this guy. And he fucked my friend 2 days ago. And I really appreciate that transparency from her. And I think that's been pretty rare that we've seen on the show, that someone has dead ass looked somebody in the eye and been like, you fucked somebody else 6 days ago and then you're going to propose to me. That's wild.
Yes. This is the first time it's been actually called, like, spelled out in that way. That is what happens every season.
Yeah. Yep.
The guy or the girl fucks like two other people and then a week later they get engaged to somebody else and it's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. So I really appreciate her kind of breaking that fourth wall. And that's it. What do you think?
So we'll obviously dive deep into this, into the episode, but I'm curious your thoughts. So I feel for Maddie. I really do. I respect her choice. I admire her choice, her decision that she's made for herself. I'm always for women owning their bodies, making their own decisions, doing whatever the fuck you want to do, whether it's fucking everybody under the sun, fucking a man, fucking a woman, fucking men and women, whatever you want to do, or
them.
Saving yourself for marriage. Yes, whoever. Your decision, your body, point blank, period. What I'm perplexed about is Madison knew coming into this Peter fucked Hannah B 4 times in a windmill. Madison also knew, I mean, with that, she knew that premarital sex is, like, definitely a thing for Peter.
Right.
Yeah, okay. She also knew that the Fantasy Suites is, like, a thing on The Bachelor.
Yep.
You don't have to have sex in the Fantasy Suite, but he can, other women could have choose to have sex with him.
Right.
It's just a thing that happens on The Bachelor. What exactly was Madison's plan of action?
She didn't have one because Madison just graduated from college and doesn't know probably how to express herself like in this way with a mic pack on her back. This is very scary. And What is also confusing, though, is your first thought of, like, you knew that premarital sex is a thing for this man. Not only is it a thing, but it was, like, widely celebrated across Bachelor Nation. You know? Right. Especially after the Bachelor previously, who was not only a virgin, but also, like, whack as fuck. There was that too. So I'm torn on that, but I'm just gonna blame it on her age for now and her just like lack of experience overall.
I mean, I guess. I just feel like, was she hoping and wishing that had she made it to fantasy, like if she makes it to Fantasy Suites by then, he'll be most in love with her, so then he'd just like quit the show? Or, like, was she expecting that...
Yeah, that's a crazy thought.
Someone
who,
like, Peter clearly values sexual intimacy in relationships.
Yes.
Was she hoping that suddenly he was just not going to honor those values and put her values above his because he loved her that much? Like, I just... I'm trying to understand what her game plan was because, like, she knew a lot of things going into this. Her values is the biggest one that she knew. But then she also knew these things about Peter.
Yeah.
So it's like, what was the plan? Because this was going to be an outcome either way if you made it to Fantasy Suites with Peter, with anybody. Like, what was the plan of action? Just like very – I would love to just understand that mindset of what she was hoping, planning, wishing. Like, I don't know how else – I don't know how this would have gone any other way.
Right.
Aside from Peter being like, actually, I quit the show. I choose you right now. Like,
right.
You know?
Yes. Yes. And I, we'll talk about it later, but, she was expecting him to say anything. And clearly he wasn't saying anything that she wanted him to say, but she was like madly in love with him. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think Madison knows.
Sorry, Maddie.
Either. Yeah, it's like no one knows.
No, she absolutely did not.
No. And alas, we are here. Yeah, so we'll just continue to watch this unfold. But yeah, before we dive into the recap, we have an exciting announcement.
Yes,
the biggest announcement, the most exciting announcement.
Of announcements.
Yeah. We always have announcements, but this is like the ultimate announcement.
Yes.
We are so, 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 so excited to announce that we are going to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and we'll be hosting our first ever live show!
Live show!
We are so...
So excited.
So excited. We will be at the Patreon house. So Patreon has invited us down to South by Southwest. We'll be at the Patreon house, which is 86 Rainey Street, on Monday, March 16th, 4:30. And we will be hosting a live show of this year podcast.
4:30 to 5:30.
Live.
A whole hour.
And in the flesh. I just want to say a shout out to Patreon for hooking us all the way up, always supporting us and giving us this awesome opportunity. We've been wanting to do a live show for quite some time. If you've been with us for a while, we almost did a live show in New York and then it kind of fell through. And since then we've been just getting hounded by emails and DMs, people always asking us, when are we doing a live show?
Yeah.
It's always been a dream of ours. But as you know, we are two busy women in New York working two full-time jobs. So it's been hard to kind of figure out how to put on a live show and live my life and do this podcast and all the things.
And you know, we're independent as independent could be, you know, we don't have any help but each other.
Exactly.
So that's part of it too.
That too. It's just the two of us driving the ship here. So, yeah, we're super excited and really, really thankful to Patreon for giving us this opportunity and giving us this platform, giving us a stage, giving us all of the tech equipment, resources, everything we need to do to put on a live show.
Everything.
And it's super, super excited. And yeah, we're just hype. We're so hype.
Yeah. So excited. So excited to see you guys. We see is each other when we do this podcast.
I know.
We get the church announcements. We sometimes get pictures of you all's dogs. We sometimes get, you know, videos of you's babies. Mm-hmm. But we've never seen you in person.
No.
Really excited to see you guys in person.
Yeah. And nervous, too. So I have so many feelings.
Very nervous.
So many feelings about this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we're going with it. So, yeah, if you're going to be at South by Southwest or if you live in Austin or anywhere near Austin, come on by Monday, March 16th, Patreon House. Come see us chat shit about The Bachelor and other things live in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be obviously posting more details to come on social media and all of the things. But mark your calendars.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out, as always, to the Patreon crew. Honestly, we love the shit out of you. Truly.
We do. We really do.
Truly. None of this would be possible. Even this live show.
I know.
Also want to say, it was not an easy decision to move to Patreon, at all, making that decision to move our podcast and kind of value our time, value our efforts as independent podcasters and, you know, checked out this platform called Patreon that would allow us to, you know, get compensated for our work. But I just want to say thank you to everyone who believed in us and stuck with that decision and came over to Patreon and has supported us. And we always shout out to the Patreon crew every week, but truly shout out to you guys, because we would not be able to do this podcast or even have the opportunity to do a live show right now if it were not for you guys. So love you all from the bottom of our hearts.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Natasha yesterday, Sunday, when we were meeting, this wasn't supposed to happen. This is such a wild turn of events, and it could not be possible, this launch of just not only success on our side, but also motivation on our side to keep going and keep everything moving, if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you guys dearly. So yes, please rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter. Our handle's the number 2 BLK Girls, the number 1 Rose.
And we do email call-outs every week, and we may have some really special ones coming up. So our email is the number 2 Black Girls, the number 1 Rose at gmail.com.
Yes. And find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, tag us in your story, let everybody know that we are doing our first live show at South by Southwest. Spread the word, screenshot your story. If you have friends in Austin, send them our way.
Tell them,
come and check us out. Please don't leave us on stage talking to an empty room. No.
Ooh. That's
the biggest fear. Just
talk it like we are right now.
God. But tag us in your story. It helps us so much. But yes, continue to spread the word, and many more details to come on our show, but continue to at least put the word out there for us. Thanks, guys. All right. Before we jump to the recap, Justine, I know you have some lovely church announcements.
I do. So we got some really interesting axe throwing stories.
God, everybody.
Apparently everybody's been but us.
Apparently it's the greatest thing on earth, and we missed that memo.
So first off, shout out to Chanika, Catherine for the love. You guys are awesome. And then Jake, who gave the best and most concise, kind of sum up of what axe throwing is. And he said, let this cis white man be at your service. White people enjoy axe throwing because it allows them to channel their primal rage in societally acceptable format, where they can skip small talk for slamming bladed weapons into objects while further emotionally incapacitating themselves by also slamming back beers while doing it.
Ooh, that's it in a nutshell. I don't need any more explanation besides that. That sounds quite right, I'd say.
Yeah, that sounds right. So thank you, Jake. That was the great, great just sum up. Yep. Shout out to Lisa, who also had a bachelorette prediction for Katie. I think Katie would be really good as a bachelorette, too, because she threw her fiancé under the bus
live on television.
So she'd be messy.
She's messy. She'll do anything these producers want her to do.
Yeah, or she'll just do whatever she wants to do.
But I think she likes the drama, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe she likes a little bit, you know, a little spice. Mm-hmm. And then Casey, who was a black woman who went axe throwing with her boyfriend and then broke up with him 2 weeks later. So shout out to you.
Nice. Love it.
And then Liberty, who tells us about axe throwing in Brooklyn. So apparently it's in Brooklyn. This is wild. Yes. What if somebody like robs it and then just like walks out with an axe in their hand? No.
Mm-mm. Special shout out to our friend Kemi. Kemi sent us a text.
No, she didn't.
Just saying, you guys have to come to Gowanus early March. We're going to go axe throwing.
No, we're not.
I think we were like, no.
Who's we? Kemi.
Kemi co-signing this life of axe throwing as an activity. And apparently she has a spot picked out.
Like she likes it?
Yeah. She said she has a place in Gowanus. She's waiting for us to come down and we're going to go axe throwing with her. So.
Girl, you're going to be waiting a hot minute because I am not going.
I'm
going
to go. Ooh. I'm going to go check it out and report back.
You are. Oh, my God. Natasha, no.
I know.
Oh,
yeah. Test it out for the culture. Report back and let Black Twitter
know.
Who's
culture?
Black Twitter. I'll let Black Twitter know how my experience.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yes.
yeah. That it for church announcements?
That's it this week. You got any Bachelor Nation news?
I do have some Bachelor Nation news. So our beautiful Tyler C is going to be hitting our TV screen soon. He is going to be co-hosting a show called Barkitecture.
Oh, wait, what?
Yes. It is a show where he and this actually... a black Brooklyn-based interior designer named Dalia Kenza. They are partnering together and they are going to be building custom dog houses for like celebrities, essentially. So yeah, it's a show called Barkitecture. It's going to be on Quibi, which I don't know what channel that is.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a web channel or is it actually on TV?
I think it's a real channel. I want to say they had one of, like, the reality shows. Like, either Tokyo Tony was on Quibi.
What the hell is that?
You know Tokyo Tony? You don't know who Tokyo Tony is? It's Black China's mom.
Oh, no, I do know that. I did that a lot. Yeah. Okay. Oh, she had a show?
So either her show or, like, yeah, somebody was on Quibi, though.
Well, Tyler sees there next. Yeah. It's going to be built in dog houses.
That premise is wild because you know celebrity dogs sleep in like the bed with them.
Right.
Why are they acting like they sleep in dog houses? Exactly.
So in the little trailer I saw, they had Kyle Richards from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Stop. Well, she has five dogs. Yes. That makes sense.
Okay. And it's got a big ass house for their dog. And then also Lisa Vanderpump's going to be on it. Rumor Willis is going to be on it.
Of course.
A bunch of other stars. Oh. But it was cool. It looks like a cool, I mean, I'm not watching this at all, but.
No, absolutely not. And I know I don't pay that kind of package to get Quibi.
Yeah, that's definitely not involved in my package at all. But yeah, Tyler looked great. He had on his little tool belt looking just so scrumptious. And yeah, he's paired up with this black interior designer. So shout out to Black Excellence.
That's cool.
And
yes.
Let us know about the show, guys, because I will not be watching this one. But it's cute. That's interesting how people. It's interesting the opportunities and choices that like Bachelor people choose. You know what I mean? Remember when Peter was like on Total Divas and we're like, this is what you chose as your,
your
first foray back into television?
He probably didn't have a choice. I could see Tyler C. orchestrating this entire thing from top to bottom.
Because he's a contractor. Like, this is like what he does. And so it's like...
He's a contractor, and he also hangs out in that circle. Like, I know Kyle Richards is, like, friends with the Kardashians, so, like... So
it's, like, in that same kind of world.
Thing, you know?
So, good for him. That's cool. He's, like, putting his, like, actual career, like, model aside, like, his real career that he's went to school for. And...
Yes.
Putting that to work, and then also continuing with his, like, Tyler C. fame, and it's a cool little decision. Should be a cute little show. So that was one piece of news. Other piece of big news, Hannah G and Dylan got engaged this weekend.
They weren't engaged before?
No. Were they? Oh, no, they got engaged on... Oh, no, they had their engagement party. Is that what it was? I was seeing all the pictures online, like, oh, they're congratulations, they're engaged.
Yes, engagement
party. It looked like they hosted a big party, but you're right. I think they got engaged on...
Didn't they get in?
Paradise.
On the show.
I blocked these people so far out of my mind. Hannah G is not one that I follow in the slightest. So,
oh my God, because we're watching her reincarnated in brunette form already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my bad. I guess they had their engagement party this weekend, which looked very lavish. And of course, a lot of Bachelor folk were there. And so that happened. Other piece of news, Demi is... dating somebody new, and she's putting him very much out there for the world to see. I know his name is Slater or something like that.
Yes, that's his Instagram name.
I think he's like a singer, songwriter.
Oh boy.
Some or another artist, musician, something type in LA.
God.
So yeah, they're all hugged up and a lot of PDA pictures of them making out and all kind of stuff. So that's her new little love thing. I don't know what happened to Christian.
Yeah.
It's that whole entire woman that she was engaged to.
Yeah, she was really in love.
Really in love with.
You know what?
All of Bachelor Nation had to rally around these two, and then that broke up. And the swiftness.
Yeah, she got a free, like, 3-week vacation, Christian.
Right. Shout out to Christian. She didn't know that shit, but Lord. Put her through the ringer on that damn show, and now Demi is with somebody new and flaunting it all over Instagram.
So
we'll be watching that one, because I don't think we have a choice, because, I mean, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, yeah.
So there's that. But yeah, that's it. Time for the recap.
Yep, let's go.
Do it.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.